This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. You can call him Justice Brett Kavanaugh now. The U.S. Senate voted 50-48 Saturday to confirm President Trump's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. We get details from AP's Ben Thomas.
The ayes are 50. The nays are 48.
Vice President Mike Pence read the final tally as the Senate confirmed Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. The two-vote margin was one of the narrowest ever for a Supreme Court nominee, and the vote unfolded with protesters shouting from the gallery.
Sergeant-at-arms will restore order in the gallery.
Protests took place all day long in Washington and other cities, and Democrats took turns on the Senate floor decrying the messages they said were being sent with the confirmation.
If you are a survivor, then your experiences are just one more, quote, hiccup.
Senator Patty Murray of Washington State.
It's his experience that matters. His pain.
But President Trump described it as an exciting day.
I think he's going to be a great, great Supreme Court justice for many years.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
At a political rally in Topeka, Kansas, President Trump went on to praise his nominee, saying that Kavanaugh was a legal scholar and will make a great justice.
He's a totally brilliant scholar who has devoted his life to the law. He is a loving husband, a devoted father, and a faithful public servant, and he always has been.
Trump said that what Kavanaugh faced during his confirmation process was, in his words, unthinkable. The president said the newly minted justice would sit next to his other Supreme Court appointee, Justice Neil Gorsuch, and uphold what he called America's sacred rights and God-given freedom. Trump urged the crowd to get out and vote in the November 6th midterm elections, at which the entire House of Representatives and one-third of the Senate will be selected. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Pyongyang on Sunday after pledging that the U.S. will coordinate with allies Japan and South Korea on efforts to persuade North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons. The Secretary of State met Saturday with Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and its foreign minister about his upcoming visit to North Korea. Pompeo said it is important that U.S. allies be unified in pressuring Pyongyang to give up its nuclear weapons. The Secretary of State meets with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un later Sunday. Pope Francis said silence on sexual abuse cases in the Catholic Church can no longer be tolerated. As Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome, the pontiff has ordered a thorough study of all documents in the Vatican that concern former U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who resigned in July.
Pope Francis declared in a statement Saturday that the Church has to tackle the great scourge of abuse within and beyond the institution. He added both abuse and its cover-up can no longer be tolerated, and said the Church has a duty to prevent such crimes from being committed in the future to the harm of the most innocent and most vulnerable in society. The Pope, who has refused so far to comment on accusations, he was aware of misdeeds and abuse committed by former American Cardinal Theodore McCarrick long before he accepted his resignation in July, now has called for an investigation of the paper trail on his case. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Brazil's far-right candidate Jair Bolsonaro has increased his lead over leftist Fernando Haddad on the eve of Sunday's presidential election. But they are statistically tied in a likely second-round runoff on October 28th. Two polls on Saturday showed Bolsonaro ahead of Haddad, but statistically tied in a runoff that is expected because neither candidate appears to have an outright majority. Interpol has formally requested information about its missing leader from China, where Chinese national Meng Hongwei seemingly disappeared on a trip home. The Lyon-based International Police Agency said Saturday it used law enforcement channels to submit its request about Meng's status to Beijing. Meng's wife lives in Lyon and recently contacted French police after not hearing from her husband since he traveled to China in late September. The 64-year-old Meng was elected to lead the organization in November of 2016. And around 50 people were killed and another 100 suffered serious burns after a fuel tanker collided with another vehicle in the Democratic Republic of Congo on Saturday. The deputy governor said authorities were doing what they could to help victims of the crash. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.